to prevent recurrent venous thrombotic events after acute cerebral venous or dural sinus thrombosis, guidelines recommend long-term oral anticoagulation with vitamin K antagonists. Non-vitamin K oral anticoagulant experience in cerebral venous or dural sinus thrombosis is limited to case reports and series. Hi, I'm Carmen Dave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Jose Ferro, Professor at the University of Lisbon, on the rationale, design and protocol of a randomized controlled trial of the safety and efficacy of dabigatran extolate versus dose-adjusted warfarin in patients with CVT.
My name is Jose Seth. I'm chairman of the University of the Department of Neuroscience and Mental Health at Santa Maria Hospital, University of Lisbon, Portugal. And I am the principal investigator for the RESPECT CVT trial.
In this trial, your aim will be to compare dabigatran with dose-adjusted warfarin in patients with CVT for the prevention of recurrent VTE. What are you hoping to find?
Well, we hope to find that the patients that are treated with dabigatran will have less endpoints, less recurrent thrombosis, either on the brain or on other parts of the body, but also less bleeding as compared to warfarin. We are also going to compare as a secondary endpoint the rate of recanalization of the occluded sinus and veins in the two therapeutical arms. And we expect that dabigatran could accelerate recanalization.
Due to the great success and excitement about the original trial results for dabigatran, which of course we've all, you know, been very excited about, why compare with warfarin when warfarin's proven to be a treatment with difficult to manage side effects and dabigatran appears to be side effect negligible? Isn't it just a given to move from warfarin treatments to dabigatran and just move away from warfarin altogether?
Yeah, but the current evidence is only based on the use of dabigatran and other NOACs is based on small case, single-center case series, non-randomized, non-blinded evaluations of outcomes, and also no control group. So this study really increases the evidence because it's a randomized trial with controls and with blinded evaluation of the endpoints. And also, at least in the European guidelines, the recommendation is that we should not start using NOACs in CVT because there is not enough information regarding its particular safety. These patients are different from the normal, stroke patient because they are much younger. So it's expected that they will have less bleeding than what happens with older patients. So probably the difference on safety that is happens in older patients is not so big in these younger patients. But that's one of the reasons that we want to compare. But the fundamental reason is that we are going to present evidence based on a randomized trial, and this completely modifies the evidence that we have up until now.
So how are you testing the comparison? Can you give us some details of your actual methods?
So phase 3 is a prospective randomized parallel group. It's open level because we have to do the ENR, so it has to be open level. It is multicentric. In fact, the randomization has already finished and the inclusion. And we have a blinded endpoint adjudication. So it will have a probe design. So patients will be treated according to the guidelines with heparin, either IV or subcutaneous, for 5 to 15 days until they are stabilized. And then they are randomized to warfarin, to have ENR between 2 and 3, or to dabigatran 150 milligrams twice a day. And after 6 months of a follow-up, the primary endpoint will be a composite of any new thrombotic event and major bleeding during all the treatment periods.
So how will the hoped-for results influence the use of oral anticoagulants in patients with this condition?
We are we have quite hoped that at the end of the trial, we will be able to prove that the use of dabigatran is safe and at least has the same efficacy as those adjusted warfarin in patients with CVT, and this will make the anticoagulation after the acute phase much more easy and also much more comfortable and user-friendly for the patients.
Why is this the first trial comparing vitamin K with non-vitamin K antagonists in CVT?
You know, this is a relatively uncommon, but not uncommon, it's 2% of all strokes has the same incidence as bacterial meningitis in the adults. The logistic of organizing a trial is quite complicated and costly, because any big center, stroke center, sees about 10 to 20 cases a year, not more, not hundreds like for ischemic stroke. So to organize a multi-center trial, you need a lot of centers. And that makes the logistic of such trial very expensive. So we had some difficulty in finding a sponsor, and finally Boehringer Ingelheim was very helpful in providing the sponsoring and the support for the trial. It's able to organize such a trial based on a investigator initiative because of the costs related to the distribution of the medication for many centers. And now I think it's very important that we can perform with the research community in stroke, that we perform trials, randomized controlled trials, in less common forms of stroke, because for these less common forms of stroke, there is the quality of the evidence is quite low, and is based mostly, our decisions are currently based only on observational data.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Professor José Ferro from the University of Lisbon and the Neurology Hospital Santa Maria in Lisbon, Portugal, who is the submitting author of the paper Rationale, Design and Protocol of a Randomized Controlled Trial of the Safety and Efficacy of Dabigatran Extilate versus Dose-Adjusted Warfarin in Patients with Cerebral Venous Thrombosis. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member. You can find links to membership in the text of this podcast or at www.worldstroke.com.